We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
There is a man by the name of Mr. Clark, and there is also another man by the name of Donald. You are both watching me saying, could it be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he is. Somebody, just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. And you raised it up and God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me. You're an influential person. The Spirit of God says, hear the word of the prophet to you as a king. I will open that door that you prayed about. And when it comes time for the election, you will be elected.
So right now, we find ourselves in a time and place and space where people are asking what's going on. And I kind of not enjoyed this particular interview. Daniela Cambone, she did an interview with the best-selling author of the book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. Okay, so his name is G. Edward Griffin. And why I enjoyed it was he's dropping knowledge bombs. But I also felt bad for her because I think she was hearing some of it for the first time. Mm. And you could see by her facial expressions that maybe this conversation about CBDCs wasn't going the way she wanted to. So what I'm going to do today is I'm gonna kind of play a little clip and then tap into the wisdom of Dr. Meehan. And then I'm going to play a little clip and get into the wisdom of non-doctor, but attorney Thomas Renz. And we're just going to kind of break down what's going on here because G. Edward Griffin is old enough to not care, but he still does.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
We are back with G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, the book that inspired millions worldwide.
The decision to allow a lot of banks to, quote, fail was made a long time ago. It was probably planned, and even the dates were probably selected long ago.
In 2007, 25 banks, they had to be bailed out, including Washington Mutual, the single largest bank failure in history, total of $526 billion, and that was over 12 months. In the last 5 weeks, we have had three U.S. banks fail, and we're already over the 2007 total by $6 billion.
Okay, so Dr. Meehan,
you're the master of those.
I want to go to you first there. What are your thoughts on what he just said?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around for a long time. He is the guy that was warning us about the intrusion of Marxism, communism into the United States. I remember seeing those videos. He's also in the new Plandemic 3 series, which is fantastic, but he's right. I mean, they're all working from a plan. What do you think? They go to the Bohemian Grove and Bilderberg and World Economic Forums and they don't do anything. They just have, you know, prostitutes and pedophilia or whatever it is they're doing. And I think they do all of those, but they actually do some planning and they're implementing it. And this is going to happen. I mean, this is how you get CBDC. Am I wrong?
I'm just tapping into your cranium today. I'm going to let it rip today, okay, folks? Okay. So I'll play the next clip. Again, this is, I want to get your wisdom. And Sorcini, you're not off the hook. I'm tapping into your wisdom today, folks. Here we go.
This is the data from the Federal Reserve.
It's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But they have, I mean, they're going to be.
Only a catastrophe can shake humankind and open the path to a real system of global governance.
It's part of the plan that's been in place for a long time to reduce the number of banks, maybe not the number of buildings with banks in them, but to concentrate the banking community into fewer but larger banking institutions, until finally there's only one.
Half of America's banks are potentially insolvent, according to a new report from Stanford School of Business. They're saying that of the around 4,300 banks in the U.S., at least half, close to 2,300, are insolvent or right on the verge. Here's how they think that risk, this is like, it's not funny, but it's funny. Here's how they think that risk is distributed across the country. It's everywhere. That's worse than a COVID map.
Wow, so Wyoming is okay.
Surprise, Eddie. If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Thomas Renz, we'd love to get your thoughts. Again, this poor lady, she's sitting there interviewing him. I think she's looking for some different optimistic answers, and he's going, well, they're going to keep collapsing the banks until there's just one. Love to get your thoughts, sir.
Well, same thing we had with COVID, right? Obamacare collapsed the independent healthcare providers. They all ended up working for giant hospital systems. They had total control, so the hospital systems could then be used to manipulate the death numbers and to murder people right and left. I think Dr. Meehan can attest to some of that. And then if you look at the same sort of thing is happening now, it worked so well with COVID that now they're going to use it to collapse our financial system. Same sort of thing. You have fewer banks. That way, when the entirety of the financial system collapses, those banks are a lot more easy to control. And how are they doing it? Same way they did with Obamacare. We regulate the banks into making bad investments. Those investments put the banks at risk. We drive in the inflation, and it creates a collapse. So it's a cascading effect. Hey, it worked great with COVID, so let's just do it again with our financial system.
Okay, Sorcini, here we go. Get ready. This is just mind-boggling. Watch this. Here we go.
The $32 trillion in debt, $32 trillion. And when you speak of a new system, you're speaking of the Great Reset, correct?
Yes, that's the Great Reset is more than just banking and more than just money. Has to do with personal privacy and property and all the rest. But yeah, the Great Reset includes that.
Now is a historical moment, a time not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
Shut
up! I would love to get your thoughts. Sorcini, what are your thoughts on what you're seeing there, sir?
It's unbelievable. It's a massive conspiracy to control us through money. It's unreal. They want to make it so that we don't have any dollars. And it's like the guy that looks like Jabba the Hutt with no neck that's on the video you show all the time. He actually slips up and says, he goes, when people spend physical dollars, we don't know what they're doing it with. Well, it's just crazy that that's what they want. They actually want to know what we're using the dollars for, and they're very close to making it happen.
Again, this lady, she's interviewing, you know, again, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. I think she's like thinking, her facial expressions are incredible. I think she's expecting maybe like, it's almost like you pulled over someone for jaywalking.
Yeah.
And you do a little bit of investigation, you discover there's a body in their car. I mean, it's like that sort of reaction. Let me hit player.
The whole world is moving in unison. It seems to make no difference whether you're in a first world country or third world country or whatever, however you want to describe it. Everybody's doing the same thing. And it kind of reminds me of what we saw in COVID. Like overnight, it seems like every country in the world was doing masking mandates, and the same language was being used for why they're doing it. And it all happened within a few days.
Did there be a connection between those two?
Now the signal has been given. Let's bring it up to the surface so everybody can see it.
Richard, do I have a mark on my face? It really hurts.
Oh, nothing. I thought I hit you on the shoulder.
My shoulder doesn't hurt very much, but my face does. Right here. Not here or here so much. Right here.
Nope. Ship shape.
Where we're headed now, and you can see it very clearly on the grass, is nobody will have cash. There'll be no such thing as cash, which means it's not our money. Okay. We don't own it. We'll be allowed to use numbers, and they'll give them a name. They'll allow us to call it a dollar or whatever they allow us to call it, but it's not going to be the same thing. And the amount of those that we have will be allocated to us. It will not be earned by us. It will be allocated to us based on our social record and our political attitudes, so that those who are cooperative with the cabal will live pretty well. And those who don't, like I am, are not going to live too well. And probably not you either, Danielle. I think you're pretty outspoken, and all the people that you admire are probably not going to do well. So that's my answer to your question. It's perhaps not what you anticipated, but in summary, I would say that the crisis has been here for a long time. And we're just now beginning to see what looks like the beginning of the final stage in that crisis.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount Jack squat.
I feel like that's how she felt during that interview. And she was just like, I just wanted to know about CBDCs.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm probably not going to do well. And
yeah,
you're not either. I would love to get your thoughts on that.
That's exactly what's coming. And you know, I'm not going to do well. They're going to shut off everything that I have. And guess what? I was planning for this, you know. I've got a farm. I live off my own water supply. I'm going to be able to feed my family. I got lots of everything that I need to fight whatever comes at me, but I will not play games with the cabal. I will be part of the resistance. Yeah, it's out there. I will be part of the resistance. I'll be blocking shields with these guys, I hope, and a lot of other people. But it's not going to work. I mean, it might work for a while, but the human nature, humanity, we have the blood of patriots running in our veins. And I think that we fight back and we win because there are so many more of them. We're on the right side of history. We're on the right side of God. We're servants of God, and we will win, but we're going to have to put up with some pain, some discomfort, and the courage to not submit to the cabal.
Now we're moving into this, like, reverse motivational speaking, going to Thomas Renz here. Again, this lady, God bless her. She's like interviewing him and she's asking questions. He's like, won't go well for me.
Yeah.
Or for you.
You like.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. 5G technology will elevate the ability to track us by a factor probably of 100. I'm just picking that number at range, but it's a significant factor.
Okay.
They'll know what our heartbeat is. I mean, because they'll track us from cell phones and things which can monitor certain electronic or electromagnetic field, our bodies and things like that. They'll track when we blink an eye. They'll know everything about it. They'll even know our moods. They'll know when we're thinking about objecting, even though we might say something. They'll know when we're not telling the truth. So it's the ultimate form of track.
The Hitlers of the 21st century, they will have the ability not just to wage destructive wars. With tools like AI and bioengineering, they will actually be able to re-engineer the human body and mind, which is something the Nazis dreamt about. They always talked about creating the superhumans, the new humans. They couldn't do it. They didn't have the technology. Now imagine a new Nazi regime in the 21st century that uses technology to re-engineer new humans. Now, even if this regime eventually falls, the new humans, the new human bodies and minds would be there. They can permanently alter the course of human evolution in a way that the Nazis couldn't, the Soviets couldn't, no previous regime could.
George Orwell's 1984 and Hitler and Stalin would be nothing compared to what the combination of AI and biotechnology can create. Just think about, say, everybody needs to wear a biometric bracelet 24 hours a day that monitors not only where you go and who you meet, but how you feel. Like you see a picture of Kim Jong-un on the wall, and the biometric bracelet picks up the signs of anger, like increased blood pressure and activity in the amygdala, and you're in trouble.
Hitler and the Nazis knew perfectly well that if they wanted Germany to be a strong nation with a strong army and a strong economy, they needed millions of poor Germans to serve as soldiers in the army and as workers in the factories and offices, which is why they had a very good incentive to invest in their education and health. But we may be leaving the age of the masses. We may be entering a new era in which the masses are just not useful for anything. They'll be transformed from the working class into the useless class.
Jason, you got it, man. Yes. This is a great way to stretch. Yeah. You see, you can do this with your partner.
I just, Tom Renz, love to get your thoughts here again. I mean, just like, just negative, just facts, facts, facts. And you see her face. She's going, what?
Yeah.
She's asking about CBDCs. He's talking about 5G, knowing your moods. He's explaining to her Yuval's technology. We'd love to get your thoughts there, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, the first thing is, and I'd be remiss to go through a Clay Clark show without saying this. Seriously, have you looked at Yuval Noah Harari?
Yeah.
That guy is such a wormy little weenie. His arms look like paper dolls. I mean, it is the most embarrassing thing. If I were a male, which I am, and I looked like him, which I don't, I might start to understand why you'd want to wear a dress, because he looks like he ought to be wearing one. Anyways, beyond that, seriously, how anti-Semitic can this guy be?
Yeah.
How anti-Semitic? You talk about this guy. I want to know why it is that the New York Times, Harvard, all these guys keep inviting to get back to speak a guy who is literally screaming, "Let's go, Hitler." I mean, this guy is a huge, huge fan of Hitler, and yet they keep inviting him back. I cannot fathom. Can you imagine if Donald Trump got up on stage and said, just think of this technology and what Hitler could do with it and how great that would be? This sick little pervert who looks like, and you know, I mean, Mel could kick his butt. There's no question about it. Mel could literally beat his butt and it would be the best thing I've ever seen. But this sick little pervert is out there rooting for Hitler. This poor woman that's, you know, getting this truth dose has no idea what she's in for. But, you know, meanwhile, we keep inviting the sick little paper doll weenie boy back to every New York Times and Harvard event possible so that he can tell us more about how great it will be when he finishes developing the tech necessary to make sure the 21st century Hitler can permanently change us all into God knows what. Sounds great.
Mel, I wanted to I appreciate you in your busy schedule there, and I wanted to be able to tap into your wisdom here. G. Edward Griffin, you know, he's a super respected author. He hops on the Daniela Cambone show, and her show, I mean, to her credit, she does a great job, has a lot of subscribers, hard worker, yeah. And he keeps dropping knowledge bombs that I think are well beyond the emotional capacity of every listener. And are not maybe what she expected him to say. And I wanted to just kind of breaking down this interview. I apologize if the audio isn't quite synced with the video correctly, but let me hit play here. I want to get your thoughts on this next clip. Here we go. On the flow.
Program of the ruling elite, why you'll do okay because they need you. They need you to work and produce whatever you produce for the system. But the minute the AI detects something or patterns of of performance on your part that rings a bell, then they'll suddenly look at you very closely and decide whether or not you really are, you deserve to continue to even exist. Because if they want you out of the way, they'll think of ways, or your AI systems will think of ways to get you out of the picture. In other words, to eliminate you from the surface of the earth. And it might be that they want you to go in and get another shot of some kind of a vaccine, which is going to be deadly or something like that. I'm just picking that at random.
Mel, and again, she's just watching this. And you can tell she is going, whoa. Love to get your thoughts, Mel, on two parts. I don't mean to paint you into a corner with a two-part question, but one is G. Edward Griffin, just his book, you know, The Creature from Jekyll Island, very respected. I'd love to just get your thoughts on the accuracy of what he's saying and maybe anything else you want to add to that.
Well, he's been on my show, and I'm a huge fan of his. I was first given his book probably 15 years ago, one of the first books that I ever read that really put me in touch. There was two books at the time. I got his book, Creature of Jekyll Island, and Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. And these two books together really will rock you to the core as to how much we have been manipulated by the financial warfare, because it's all warfare now. We have to really understand there's psychological warfare, information warfare, medical warfare, economic warfare, all of that. G. Edward Griffin has been called a conspiracy theorist longer than anyone else that I know of, and has been right, him and David Icke, basically, about almost everything he's ever said. Now that he's delving into the AI and the central bank digital currency, I would certainly say, listen to what this man says. He doesn't need to be doing this at his age. Believe me, his book still sells plenty of copies every year. It has opened so many eyes. If you want to learn about when our country really lost its independence, it was because of the meeting at Jekyll Island that we really had the death blow during Wilson. And if he's saying it and he's warning about the central bank digital currency, and the other thing he's talking about is predictive programming policing. And we all saw this in Minority Report and thought, wow, that sounds horrible. I will tell you right now, they are already predictive programming policing everyone. This is not new. This is already in play. All the satellites are set up, the fourth industrial revolution. All it takes is us and the next big crisis, as they call it, and for people that do not understand what is happening to willingly go into this this central bank digital currency, which is really a debt slave track and trace surveillance prison. And he's exactly right. When you are no longer useful and the AI algorithm finds you, it is just like the movie Minority Report. And from that point on, you are an enemy of the state and you will be eliminated. I believe that.